culture of medicine in the United States, in addition to doing everything we've just done, we also do direct-to-consumer ads. Direct-to-consumer ads increased drug sale profits in 2008 by $30 million. This is the nonsense that you see on TV every night, right? Why are they advertising prescription drugs? So you can tell your doctor what you need. Well, too bad they wasted all that money on medical school, right? But we've come to kind of accept this. Oh, you know, you see it so many times and you don't even think about it anymore. But it works to the tune of $30 million a year. It gets worse. Feel comforted? I trust my own heart to Lipitor. This is Robert Jarvik, the guy that invented the artificial heart. He trusts his own heart to Lipitor even though there's no study published anywhere that shows any relationship between cholesterol and heart disease. This man should be sent to jail for fraud. He's a medical doctor. He has standing in the community. It's his job to provide us with accurate information that we can use to help ourselves get better. And he's either been lied to or he's stupid and doesn't know any better, and there ought to be a law. It gets worse. Vioxx. Dorothy Hamill. Oh, yeah, you know, my knees are so bad because I haven't taken calcium in 20 years and I drink Diet Pop between my sessions, but I'm going to take Vioxx. Federally approved drug, $60 million of federally funded research went into that baby and it killed 20,000 people. Now it's taken off the market. Now listen, if one naturopathic doctor or one chiropractor was to kill one patient with an herb, what do you think would happen? Yeah, it'd be all over the morning news, they'd be pilloried in the town square, and it would be bad. But these people get away with murder every day, and we just go about our business. It's the gorilla in the room that nobody's looking at. It gets worse. So another thing that we can do is we can secure all the medical research money. Now, when the Hoosiers do a run to outrun cancer, and when Ralph does the kick in the cancer 5K walk for Run for Cancer, and this is the other Hoosier thing, oh, it's the 10th one, they've done this 10 times now, 10 years in a row. Where does the money go? Does the money go to naturopathic cancer research? Does the money go to homeopathic cancer research? Does the money go to clinical nutrition cancer research? No! The money goes to MD-directed pharmaceutical allopathic cancer research that's 97% ineffective! What are we doing? We need to snap out of it. I'm going to get a biplane with a big banner on it. And I'm going to fly it over all these 5K runs. You're throwing money into a dead hole you've been lied to. And then I'd go to jail. It gets worse. One more thing that I can do if I want to dominate the culture of medicine in the United States is not only am I going to advertise to the unassuming public, I'm going to advertise directly to medical doctors. Last year, drug companies spent $20 billion marketing directly to doctors. That's $50,000 per doctor. This means the drug rep shows up at the doctor's office and gives him all these free samples, gives him all this free literature, gives him all this free support, lunch. And then if they sell 1,000 prescriptions, he sends them to Cancun, right? To the tune of $50,000 a year. The medical doctors, they're too busy. They just believe that these guys are telling them the truth, even though the editors of the medical journals have said that they're lying. But nobody can really wrap their head really around that idea, even though it's the truth. Oh, what do you mean the earth is round? You got to be crazy. The earth is flat, for goodness sake. This is how this persists. Oh, it gets worse. If I'm a medical doctor, I have to practice inside of a scope of practice. The scope of practice is a set of rules and regulations that I have to follow. Guess who writes the rules and regulations? Medical doctors that are financially linked to drug companies. It gets worse. More than half of the medical experts hired by the FDA to advise them on the safety of medical treatments have financial relationships with drug companies. They've cooked the books. They've completely dominated. This is like a military operation. They have completely dominated every facet of the culture as it relates to medicine. They've even dominated the medical doctors themselves, and they don't know it, which is a tragedy. Let's review. The MD profession has dominated the medical industry for the last 100 years. They've done this with money, power, slander, and deception. They're 100% aligned with for-profit drug companies. They practice disease management, not health care. This is a pet peeve of mine. There is no medical doctor in the world that practices health care nor wellness. When you see a big sign on your hospital, wellness center, or Dr. Smith practices wellness, baloney. Medical doctors are not trained in how to make people healthy. They're trained in how to suppress symptoms and manage illness, period. And they have no training nor clinical experience with anything but drug treatments. And the medicine is profit-driven, not results-driven. If the medicine was results-driven, chemotherapy would have been ended 10 years ago. It wouldn't be practiced again because it doesn't work. The only reason it persists is because it makes gazillions of dollars every year for the industry. That's the only reason it persists. It's not a results-driven medical treatment. It's a profits-driven. It's the gorilla in the room that nobody sees. Now,